And one of our very special guests this past week on the CNBC show was Larry Elder, who, of course, is a famous nationally syndicated radio host. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and he's got a very interesting new book out called Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. And Larry Elder, welcome to the radio show. I appreciate you doing this. And, yeah, I want to talk about politics and immigration and all that in a few minutes, but I want you to just tell me a little bit about the new book. We didn't have enough time. You never do on cable TV.
Sure.
To get
Larry,
through
thank
this.
Thank you again for having me. The book is a 247-page apology to my former Marine dad. My dad was a Montford Port Marine, Larry. They were the first black Marines. A tough, gruff guy growing up. My brothers and I could not stand him. I don't mean just occasionally angry with him or irked with him. Couldn't stand him. Didn't understand why he was so volatile. Didn't understand why he was so angry. He and I had a fight when I was 15. We did not have a conversation, Larry, for 10 years. And the book is about the 8-hour conversation we had when I finally had the nerve to sit down and confront him. I intended to confront him, Larry. I didn't intend to sit down with him to prepare our relationship. That would be, it turned out to be fine, but that's not what happened. I wanted to tell him off. I figured there'd be about a 10-minute conversation. In fact, we sat down for 8 hours. And during that period of time, he morphed from this mean, nasty SOB to this kind inspiration that I had completely misread.
When was this conversation?
I was 25 years old, so I'm now so it was about 25 or 30 years ago.
All right, and 8 hours, that's a pretty good sit-down. How did this begin? In other words, it sounds like you came in with resentment and anger, and it sounds like you left with a lot of love and understanding. But how'd you do this? I mean, this is so interesting to me. You know, I've had a lot of, shall we say, conversions in my own lifetime, soul-changing, faith-changing conversions. How did this happen? You came in angry, but you left loving him, I take it.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Again, 15 years old, we have a fight. I don't talk to him for 10 years. I graduate from high school. I leave Los Angeles. I move to New England. I go to law school in the Midwest. I go to work in the Midwest. And now I'm starting to get bothered by the fact that I've never really sat down and told my dad what a bastard I thought he was. I didn't think there was any chance of repairing the relationship. And it turned out when I lived in Cleveland, Larry, just by luck, I met a man named Thurman. Thurman is my mother's youngest brother, and it turned out he knew my dad before my dad met my mom. And when I told Thurman what an SOB he was, Thurman said, no, he wasn't. I live with your dad. Your dad was a hard worker. He was kind. He was caring. You have completely misread the guy. And so that's what began to start me to rethink maybe I should at least sit down with my
father. What was the misread?
Well, the misread was I didn't think he loved us, believe it or not. He was so hostile and so angry. He was a janitor when I grew up. He started a little cafe. We started working for him. And anything would go wrong, he would just blow up. So I just thought of him as a thin-skinned, angry person who really didn't love us. And when I sat down, Larry, after I unloaded, I promised myself I was going to be calm. I was going to tell him a few things that bothered me. Instead, I just unleashed a torrent of anger. My dad just sat there and took it. And after I was done, he looked at me and very quietly said, I was a better father to you than mine was to me. My dad never spoke about his father. And during this 8-hour period of time, I found out that the man named Elder was not my dad's father. He'd never met his biological father. The man named Elder was the mother's boyfriend in her life the longest. He was an abusive person who seldom worked. And when he did, he would fight with his mother over money. He was physically abusive to his mother, physically abusive to my dad when my dad would try to intervene and stop. When my dad was 13 years old, Larry, he had a fight with his mother's then-boyfriend. The mother decided with the boyfriend, and my dad was thrown out of his house at the age of 13, never to return. We're talking about a black man in the Jim Crow South during the Great Depression when unemployment for blacks was 50%.
And he was in the Marines.
And he joined the Marines after World War, after Pearl Harbor. He became a Montford Point Marine. There was a movie made about them starring Andrew Brower a few years ago.
Right.
And my dad died, Larry, shortly after the book last year. A friend of mine who was a Marine arranged for his funeral, and I found out after the book was written that my dad was a staff sergeant. I said to my friend, what's a staff sergeant? He said, a staff sergeant is a designation that you get usually after 10 years. And even during World War II, while promotions were accelerated, it's rare for somebody to become a staff sergeant in less than 3 years. Your dad did it in 11 months, which meant he was an expert marksman. It meant that he was a leader, and it meant that people admired him.
So here's this. Okay, let's look at this. Successful soldier.